When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of the award-winning book, The Alchemy of True Success. And welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where my guests and I share tips and strategies to help you, the enlightened entrepreneur, take your business to the next level. So make sure you grab paper and pen to write down these amazing tips and strategies that we're going to share with you to help you fill your soul and your wallet. Let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soul to Profit Radio. I am your host, Jaden Sterling, and it is great to be back with you. As you know, I took last week off. We went to the Oregon coast. We packed up the family, and we headed south to Northern California. We had an amazing time, especially amongst the redwoods. Boy, if you haven't taken a trip to experience the energy of the redwoods, you have to. It is amazing. You know, the redwood trees are considered the giant wisdom keepers, as they've been on Earth over 144 million years. So if you ever get a chance to walk through the forest, you're going to start to notice a few things like we did, which actually really amazed us. We notice that they vibrate at such a high level. First of all, you can feel the energy of the trees when you're there. It's remarkable. It feels so good. You feel peaceful, and you feel like as if you're being transported to another frequency and vibration, because the trees actually give off a theta vibration, which is a very high vibration. And because of that, you can heal very quickly. You can relax, like if you're ever stressed or anything around that kind of environment, will relax you very easily. And you just feel good, you know. You know when you're in an area that makes you feel good. And it was incredible. We also noticed that there were very few other animals living among the redwoods. I mean, you don't see any squirrels running around. You don't hear any birds. It was like nothing else was there. I mean, it was almost eerie, but in a really neat, you know, neat way, because you start to understand that environment fosters the energy on a completely different level. I mean, it's just incredible. And so we, as a family, really enjoyed it. The kids got into it. They loved it. And I highly recommend it if you've never taken the time to experience it, please do. It's remarkable. Now, today's topic is a hot one. You know, I'm going to get into the good old debate, is it spiritual to want or to have money? You know, this is big, and I would love to hear from you. Call in and share with us your experience and beliefs as it relates to money and spirituality. The phone lines are now open, and you can dial area code 626-231-0306 to get in the queue. Please press 1 on your phone. That will indicate to me that you have a question and you want me to take your call, because I already see some callers on the switchboard, but I don't see the little question mark up, so I will simply leave your line there. I won't click on you. You may just be dialing in to listen to the show, which is great. Again, that phone number is area code 626-231-0306. Dial in and share with us your belief as it relates to money and spirituality. Also, another way to engage with the show today is to join the Facebook party at Jaden. You go facebook.com and type in Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling Wealth Wisdom in the number 2, and you can type your question in there. That will indicate to me that you have a question and want answered, maybe you can't dial in. We only have so many phone lines. It's interesting these days what's going on with the phones, but actually it's helpful. So that's another way to get in there. And, you know, there's a lot of, maybe some of you were raised in an environment where there was religious doctrine that, you know, can really lead people to question whether or not it's okay to have money. And many religions strongly promote tithing, you know, 10% of your income to them, of course. You know, I've never come across a religious organization talking about the importance of saving 10% of your income. They don't go that far, but, you know, that the saving money and other money issues I'm going to talk about on next week's show, so you'll definitely want to catch that. But on this show today, you know, I really want to get into the thought process behind money and spirituality. Now, the interesting thing is, if you think about it, money and material possessions are external things, versus developing your spiritual center is an internal process. So I think by the very nature of the two things that we're talking about, you know, it can almost lead to a little bit of confusion because, you know, we often hear things such as maybe, you know, through religious organizations or growing up in certain families, the doctrine within a family, you know, we hear the meek shall inherit the earth and money can't buy happiness or love. And, you know, and that's very true. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can help you keep the lights on in your home, food on the table, doors to your business open, and let's face it, it can make life a whole lot easier. You know, so I often think about this topic and, you know, maybe the key is to keep both in perspective for your life and allow for both to be okay. You know, allow for it to be okay to have spirituality and to be spiritual and also to have money easily flowing in your life. Because if you've ever had a situation where you focused a lot of energy on a belief or a thought, you know, or a dogma, and if you've ever noticed that whatever it is that you believe or think about something actually does come true, there's a good reason for that. It's because you're telling the universe to bring you more of what you are thinking and believing. So if there's ever any doubt in your mind or confusion around this issue of whether or not it's spiritual to have money, that is going to confuse the universe and bring you more to be confused about. Hope this is making sense. So, you know, the key is to really have clarity when it comes to what you really think about money and spirituality. And get really clear about that and ask yourself, you know, maybe take some time and set aside time today or sometime this week to have your journal out and journal a little bit and write about it. You know, write about what has been your experience with money growing up. What did you see and hear and feel within your own household from your, perhaps from your parents or, again, from a religious organization? You know, that what did you hear about money? You know, oftentimes, you know, we joke and say that money and sex are two things that aren't really talked about. Well, I really think it's more like money and spirituality, too. Both are not really talked about in the household unless you grow up with extremely enlightened parents who are willing to go there with the topic. But very few people have. I know I didn't. I didn't hear anything about, you know, it was a more of a religious doctrine. My grandparents wanted us to go to the Catholic Church with them. They went on Saturday nights and they tithed 10% of their income, and they were very faithful as it came to their religious organization in terms of, you know, the tithing. They made sure that they did that because they had a belief that, and what they believed in what the church told them, that they had to tithe in order to get into the kingdom of heaven. And boy, I mean, I remember being a kid, like 11, 12 years old, and listening to some of these things that the priests would say about, and again, this is certainly not religious bashing at all. This is just my personal experience, but they would say things like, a woman should honor the man and be subservient to men. And I looked at my grandmother and said, I don't get this. I don't understand it. Like, this doesn't feel right to me. And it's the only time I ever had an argument with my grandparents was around this issue of church. And I stopped going with them. And my grandmother, for years and years, gave me, you know, sort of a hard time about it. And she'd say, well, are you going to church? And I'd say, no. And I'd say, but my relationship with God is tight. It is the best it's ever been. You know, and she never understood that I could have a very close spiritual connection and relationship with God without going to church. And I would always say to her that, yeah, you know, I don't need that. God lives within me, is within my heart. Again, this is my belief. And that I am one with God. There is no separation. I don't have to go somewhere in order to connect with God. And she had a really hard time understanding that. But I think now, her being in the spiritual realm, she gets it. I'm sure she does. Bless her heart. But, you know, many of you may have had a very similar experience, because I know a lot of my listeners are, you know, in their 40s and 50s, 60s, who are really feeling within them a strong urge to become, develop their spiritual side. And that's really, if you think about it, in today's society, it's not the most highly recommended thing. People aren't, you know, unless you're really tapping into shows like this or some other ones, but money seems to be one that is, it captures people's attention. You know, we all want to know, well, how do we get more money? What do we do to make more money? And that's great and everything. That's wonderful. However, I think the key is to keep all of this in balance. You know, maybe if we can start opening up to the perspective that money is simply a tool, and that spirituality is more of, if we think of it as a compass that guides you to make the best possible decisions rooted in integrity, honor, and love. And when we do that, when we open up to the idea of really combining these two powerful resources, money and spirituality, we start to understand that money is a good thing, and that it takes away the stigma that, you know, that it's a quote-unquote bad thing, that it's something that, you know, that it's more spiritual to be having less money than it is if you had a lot of money. And, you know, I think we need to really go back to the word prosperity. The interesting thing about that word, it's derived from the Latin word prosper, which means for spirit. And I interpret that to mean that you actually honor your spirit when you are prosperous. Think about that. If the word prosperity means for spirit, like that's the original derivative of that word, for spirit, I think that's remarkable, you know, because I think it really does lend itself to give us permission to honor our spiritual side right along with having money. Because prosperity, part of prosperity, yes, you can have a prosperity consciousness, and prosperity can come from living an abundant life of gratitude, having lots of helpful people and wonderful friends in your life. That's certainly prosperous. And it can also relate to this very commodity that we refer to as money. And in this particular incarnation, this time on Earth, although things are shifting, but money seems to be the major source of currency to get things paid. You know, the bank's not going to take anything else other than money to, you know, for your mortgage payment in exchange for that, or your landlord's not going to probably take much else other than money for rental payments. So then we have to go, okay, the key is, wow, to figure out, to keep it in perspective, that money is simply a tool or a means of exchange, and our spirituality is something that fuels us, that fills us up and allows us to become a whole integrated person So then you really start to keep this in view of what is most important. And I think that, you know, words like greed is not something. Greed shows that there's an imbalance. Whenever someone is too greedy, it's like, you know, you've probably seen them or experienced someone too greedy. There's an imbalance there, and it's not a healthy one. However, I do think that, you know, when people say that money can't buy happiness, I think it can deliver happiness to others when it's shared. Been probably my biggest lesson that I've ever learned about money is that that's true. It didn't buy me happiness because of the things that I was able to buy. You know, even many of you know my story. I've had a second home, a vacation home in the mountains, and I had to furnish that, and I had a convertible Porsche, and all these things, beautiful things that money could buy, but it didn't fill me up. I still felt like there was so much more missing. And frankly, today, you know, I'm on track with my soul's purpose, and I believe that's a big part of developing our spiritual side is really to get us on track with why we're here, you know, our larger purpose. I refer to it as a spiritual purpose. And by getting on track with that and taking steps every day toward that, we become a lot more fulfilled. And I think that is part of the really big piece of living a spiritual life, an abundant life as well, is getting on track with our purpose. And you know when you are. You know when you are because every day you wake up going, yes, I get to do this today. You know, I get to show up and I get to bring my gifts and all the things that are a part of me that were given to me that and that you've developed and share it with others. And that's when you know you're on the right track with that. Because every day then when you go to sleep that night and your head hits the pillow, you can feel good about your level of contribution. Because that is really the key. It's about being of service, your level of contribution to others. And all of those things lead to a fulfilling life. And that's the really amazing thing about how, you know, the universe is wired, how Earth is situated and how we're made. You know, I really believe that living a fulfilling, joyful, wonderful, happy life is being aligned with your soulful connection with the spiritual realm, because that's when things get easier. You know, when you're tapped into your spiritual team that you know, for most people are invisible. We don't even see these energies, but we can feel them at times. Some of you may be able to see them, which is so cool. But you can feel them, you know, and you can feel their presence and you can feel their guidance because you're kind of led when you're on this path and you're led in a direction that also fills your wallet. It has to. Because I know for a fact we are not here to worry about this thing called money. And so many people worry. They put so much energy into worrying about money. Like, oh my goodness, am I going to have enough when I retire? Am I going to have enough for whatever, whatever, whatever? And then they put their dreams on a shelf because they say, well, I'll get to that when I have $1 million in the bank. And I tell you, folks, that's a shame, because when that is done, when that kind of a belief happens, it really means that you're probably not going to get to what it is that you would love to do because you've made these conditions around it, you know, the $1 million in the bank or whatever it is. So it's learning to really trust and work in the now energy, the now, like right now, this present moment. And all you have to do is muster up a little bit of courage to take action. And it can be little tiny steps that you take, you know, a little tiny step today and another tiny step tomorrow toward fulfilling your goals and dreams. At the end of the week, that means you've taken 7 steps that you haven't, you know, that you wouldn't have taken before. And then to go in the direction that is you're led by your heart. Really go with what your heart is telling you. The heart never lies. It always tells the truth. Your heart and your physical body, they'll tell you if you're in the right, you know, if you're on the right path, if you're going in the right direction, because you're going to feel it. you're going to absolutely have a feeling of, oh my gosh, this feels right or this feels good. And when you have that, you have to trust it. That's the next piece of this, is really, really trusting. So, you know, I think that that being said, I think it's really, really important as we put all of this in perspective, spirituality, money, absolutely you can have both. Absolutely it's a beautiful thing when you can align with both energies, because you're tapping into both sides of you, your internal process, how you internally process things, and also external of you. It's really, I look at that as a balanced approach to life. And if you're too focused on one over the other, it creates an imbalance. And I mean both. I mean, if you're too focused on, you know, spiritual side and really not giving the energy of money what the attention that it deserves, then it won't come around. It won't come visit you. It won't come knocking on your door. So it really is something that, because it is an energy flow, you have to get to the understanding and the realization that what that means is you have to give it focus and attention. It's okay to set money goals for yourself. You know, it's okay to set aside money each and every month to pay yourself first. I'm a big proponent of saving money. Saving money is the only way to get past a poverty consciousness. It doesn't matter how much money you make. You make hundreds of thousands or even millions. If you're not saving money each and every month, you are still rooted in a poverty consciousness. Because as that money comes in and goes out, that means at the end of the day, you haven't saved anything. You have nothing left. So save it. Now, I don't mean store it away. I don't mean, funnel it away and never see it again. No, get it to work for you. And the month of August on my show is all about financial freedom. Over the next couple weeks, I'm going to share a lot of strategies with you when it comes to money and how to best work with it. So I'm excited about this month. I'm excited about the topic. I don't spend a whole lot of time really on this really important topic of money, so I felt guided to get into, you know, this conversation with you. As you know, I talk a lot about spirituality and consciousness and things like that, because I think that's the basis of who we are. I know it is the basis of who we are. We are spiritual entities. And, so I think it's important to honor both. Money is a component of the energy system of why we are here and for us to figure it out. You know, at least give it your best shot, right? You know, work in the direction of getting some kind of level of understanding of getting money to work for you. And that's the key. I'm not talking about you working for it, because that's a very different psychology behind the energy of money. And in my Wealth Mastery Institute, I talked about a little bit in the past, I get into the journey to prosperity. And the Wealth Mastery Institute that I have is located in beautiful British Columbia. It's about 3 hours from Calgary. So for those of you who are out of the country or out of state, out of Canada, you fly into Calgary and you take a beautiful drive, 3-hour drive through the Kootenay Parkway. Absolutely gorgeous. And November 7th, I have the last level one. Level one is the foundational level for the Wealth Mastery Institute. It's November 7th through the 9th, and we go deep. We dive deep into what is holding you back from having abundance in your life. And we go through a series of experiential exercises that were developed. I developed them years ago through, many of you know, Dr. Phil. Well, he had a partner, Wayne McCamey. I connected with Wayne, and thus the Wealth Mastery Institute was born. So this is my own institute, but I have a foundation in teaching the Dr. Phil system, which I think he's pretty incredible. And it walks you through experiential exercises so you can heal your money wounds and clear your money blocks once and for all. If you want more information about the Wealth Mastery Institute, please visit my website. And it's jadensterling.com. That's J-A-D-E-N, Sterling, like sterling silver, .com. Click on the Wealth Mastery Institute tab, and you'll find out a bunch of information. I only work with 12 students for level one. So, and we're halfway full already. I haven't even really marketed it. It's just from referrals and people I've connected with personally. So if you're interested, please let me know as soon as possible. Again, that's November 7th through the 9th in beautiful Invermere, British Columbia. So, you know, I think that, or I know that when you start to understand that money is just simply a tool, a powerful one at that, and that spirituality is your compass, you then start to understand that, okay, there's a little more behind this energy called money than what meets the eye. And when that happens, in fact, I'm gonna ask you all to test my theory. I'm going to ask you this week to ask your spiritual team to guide you with money and see what happens. You know, just go ahead and ask your team, maybe write it out on a piece of paper, you know, hello, spiritual team, hello, my spiritual team, thank you for your presence in my life, and please let me know, what do I need to know about money? You know, what is it? What direction do I need to go in? You know, is there, maybe they'll guide you, like my team guides me to investments, stock investments, and they generally turn out really, really well when I listen to them. The only problems I ever have is when I don't listen to them and I ignore them. Then I get into a little bit of trouble. But when I listen to them, it's amazing what I've been able to do with the energy of money just by following their guidance. So this week, you have, I'm going to, you know, put out a little challenge to each one of you. Connect with your spiritual team and allow them to guide you with the energy of money. It might be that you are led to a new business opportunity. You know, it might be that you're led to introduce a new product to your line of products for business. It might be that you're open to finally getting that business that you've always wanted to do off the ground. You know, you might take a couple steps toward it. But allow them to guide you with this, because something really magical happens when you combine these two powerful energies, the spirituality and money. Life becomes easier, and it becomes much more graceful. You know, you don't have to feel like you're all alone when it comes to the energy of money, when it comes to living an abundant life, because you're not. That's the truth of it. You have an incredible adept, an incredibly brilliant spiritual team available to you. Whenever I work with a business client, I always work with their business angel, because it's amazing. Every business has a business angel, and it has a soul. So I allow that connection. I connect right in with the business angel and the business soul to guide me in terms of how to best help someone, whether it's an entrepreneur, solopreneur, or large business owner. It's incredible the information that the business angel and soul has. So, you know, it can get a whole lot easier. And by doing that, it inspired me to create my Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom Daily Oracle cards. Now, I know some of you have the card deck and use them. I thank you. Thank you so much for your emails and words of encouragement and support about the cards, because I hear from a lot of you that they've really actually changed your life and they've given you guidance along the way. I've also created an iPhone app for the cards. So for some of you that don't have the card, the physical card deck, and really like the apps, go for it. It's awesome. They give the same quality of reading from the card deck in the app. You're not, you know, losing anything by not having the physical card deck. It's all energy, so the universe guides you to the right cards to come for you. If you want more information about that, just simply go to iTunes, the iTunes store, and type in Wealth and Wisdom app. Wealth and Wisdom app. And the card app will come up, and it will download to your phone instantly, and you too can start doing Wealth and Wisdom readings on yourself or from other people. That's kind of fun too. You can do it for others. And get guidance for them as well. So everyone, you have a little homework this week. Check in with your spiritual team. I'd love to hear what happens when you ask the question and the guidance that you receive. You know, let's get clear about it. Remember, that's the key, clarity in the asking. And also, please remember, talking about spirituality, that International Angel Day is fast approaching. It is Sunday, September the 7th in Calgary, all day long. My dear friend Cindy Smith and I are hosting the event. It is our 6th annual International Angel Day event. We've sold out the VIP tickets, but there are still tickets available. So for more information to spend a day with like-minded people connecting with your angels, please go to cindysmithaep.com for tickets and more information. Have a fantastic week, and I look forward to seeing you all next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.